Dinner time, it's where little moments are cherished. With Blue Cash Preferred, get 6% cash back at U.S. supermarkets and bring everyone together. I did say everyone. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-bcp. Terms and cashback cap apply with Blue Cash Preferred.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I had, I think I had this story last week, but there's an update to it. The guy who jumped into the water to save a bald eagle. So it was an alligator infested lake that he jumped in. Now, we didn't have that. I wanted to add that to the story. The Florida man who swam into a lake to rescue a struggling bald eagle because it got into a fight with another eagle and it had a hole in its talon or a hole in its wing. And they, it was like punctured. It was horrible. And the guy dove into the water to save it, and they rehabilitated it. So, yeah, it's an alligator-infested
lake. That just now became the most American story that we've had all day today.
Yeah, it is. That's the most amazing thing. Doug Hay should get a medal. Yeah. That man should get a medal because his wife apparently was terrified. She's the one who took the footage of it because there was like a 7-foot gator that they just saw apparently that morning.
She's sane.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I had to share that update with you.
He wasn't a member of a gang. And then they looked and right. On his knuckles, he had MS-13.
There's a dispute.
But wait a minute. He had MS-13 on his knuckles tattoo.
Oh, he had some tattoos that are interpreted that way. But let's move on.
Wait a minute. Hey, Terry.
He did not have the letter MS-13.
It says MS-13.
That was photoshopped.
Was photoshopped, Terry. He can't do that. Hey, they're giving you the big break of a lifetime. You know, you're doing the interview. I picked you because, frankly, I never heard of you, but that's okay.
Oh!
I picked you, Terry. But you're not being very nice. He had MS-13 tattooed.
We'll agree to disagree. I want to move on to something else.
Terry.
Punch him.
Do you want me to show you the picture?
I saw the picture. We'll agree to disagree. Here we go.
Don't Photoshop it. Go look at his hand. He had MS-13.
He did have tattoos that can be interpreted that way. I'm not an expert on them. I want to turn to Ukraine.
No. He had MS as clear as you can be, not interpreted. This is why no longer believe the news because it's fake news.
When he was photographed in El Salvador, they aren't there. But let's just go. They aren't there when he's in El Salvador.
They weren't there, but they're there now, right?
No, but they're in your picture.
Terry.
Ukraine, sir.
He's got MS-13 on his knuckles.
All right.
Ukraine, sir.
Okay.
But Terry.
We'll take a look.
You do such a disservice.
We'll take a look at that, sir.
Why don't you just say, yes, he does, and, you know, go on. To something else.
It's contested.
So this is one of my favorite exchanges. I wish that he had MS-13 on his knuckles. I mean, come on, Terry, he had MS-13. That's a viral video reference. It's probably too much. Oh, welcome back. We got a lot of audio today. So that's I told you I was going to make it up for you by robbing you guys a quick five. That was my bad because I was just wouldn't shut up. That's my problem. Who knew? So everyone was saying that Trump was, who is Terry Moran with? Is he with ABC? Okay. So everyone was saying that MS-13 was added to the photo because the symbols that he has on his knuckles, and it was marijuana. What was the other one? It was like the X smiley face across in a skull. That is like basically the emojis that mean MS-13, right?
Yeah.
Like how the eggplant means something, and you know the peach means something, and you know, different emojis mean things. Okay, so they're not really emojis, but those symbols mean MS-13. And so when they had the photo, apparently the photo was, okay, this means M and this means S. This is what it stands for. And they're explaining what the tattoos symbolize. And so let me break this down because I'm not letting this go either. And I love that he stopped and he's like, all right, Terry, there's Trump with it right there. So the MS-13 that's on it, those symbols are literally like those symbols mean MS-13. That's what they mean. That each of the images stand for something that translates to MS-13. And so Terry Moran was trying to argue, I guess, that that wasn't, that he didn't have any kind of identifier tattooed on him. And Trump's like, no, no, no. If the media wants to sit here and pick nits about, oh, well, it didn't specifically say, you know, it's still the same thing. You know, just like those numbnuts saying Maryland dad. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that Maryland man. Oh, yes. You mean the gangbanging wife beater. Yes, that one. He's an El Salvadoran man, but okay. See what I mean? Like, if you guys can sit here, if the media can sit here and try to BS us about this, oh, this poor gangbanging wife-beating Maryland man, then, yeah, we're going to go ahead and say might as well had, like, literally the actual Arabic MS-13 on it. Shut up. So stupid. Just absolutely asinine. So I'm glad that he stopped there. I mean, for... The left was trying to make a big deal of this. King, you saw this. They were trying to make a big deal of this all last night. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe Trump said that? He just didn't get this right. But it's not wrong. Right? That's so goofy. It's like saying, well, those moving snakes on the Harry Potter figures, they're not really indicative of Death Eaters. They are, because none of the nobody else has them unless they're Death Eaters. See, same thing. I did that. I went to a Harry Potter reference. Just saying.
Moving Snake 13.
Yeah.
Ooh. MS-13.
Yeah. So these are like runes that mean MS-13. That's what it is. I thought the interview was funny. It was a very contentious interview. And I thought it was stupid that Terry Moran was even trying to like contest that. And then he realized the futility of it. And he's like, oh, maybe I should move on. Yeah, Terry, maybe you ought to. Maybe you ought to move on, Terry. I mean, it's just so stupid. Audio Sunday 13. And this is where Trump argues with him. Because remember, the media pretended, gosh, we didn't even know that Biden was half dead. We had no clue. Listen to this.
Do you think the reputation of the United States has gone down under your presence?
I think it's gone way up, but I think we're a respected country again. We were laughed at all over the world. We had a president that couldn't walk up a flight of stairs, couldn't walk down a flight of stairs, couldn't walk across a stage without falling. We had a president that was grossly incompetent. You knew it, I knew it, and everybody knew it, but you guys didn't want to write it because you're fake news.
All right. Thank you.
And by the way, ABC is one of the worst. I have to be honest with you.
Thank
you. Okay, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yeah, you guys didn't want to write about it because you're fake news. I mean, Biden falls up the stairs. I told you this yesterday. How? Oh my gosh, Biden stuttered with his feet.
Yes.
Never seen anybody do that. Man, that man stuttered all the way the hell up them stairs with his feet. I've never seen anybody do that before. But they did. That's how all of them were. And I'm glad that POTUS called it out, because the media has been going on like, oh, we just didn't know. We were just this little innocent media. We were tricked. Just like the rest of you. What do you mean? What? You all knew. You all knew the man really didn't have a pulse. You all knew he was just a skin suit and Jill Biden had her hand up his backside. Come on. It's like a sock puppet. Is that too mean? Because I just don't even care. I'm just so done with this stuff. These people try to pull so much wool over our eyes. I just feel like all civility is out the window at this point. Right? Good heavens. I mean, it was a very good interview. But This is audio soundbite 14. They were arguing over Putin. Listen.
He's willing to stop the fighting.
You think Vladimir Putin wants peace?
I think he does, yes. I think
still,
he does. I think
even with the raining missiles.
I think he really his dream was to take over the whole country. Mm. I think because of me, he's not gonna do that.
Do you trust him?
I think.
Do you trust him?
I don't trust you. I don't trust a lot of people. I don't trust you. Look at you. You come in all shooting for bear. You're so happy to do the interview.
I am
and
happy.
Then you start hitting me with fake questions. You start telling me that a guy whose hand is covered with a tattoo doesn't have the tattoo.
I mean, in so many ways, Trump is like an old nana, yeah. You know? Like, oh, no, but, you know, I'm going to come back to this because I'm not over it. And like 10 years later. Yeah. Remember that time? The knuckles? Mm-hmm, I remember that. Like, it's never going to go away. Oh, but good. Oh, then there was the eggs. Audio. Audio 15.
But gasoline is way down. When I took over, you remember the big thing with eggs. They hit me the first week. Eggs, like it was my fault. I said, I didn't cause this problem. This problem was caused by Biden. What's the problem with eggs? And they said, they've doubled. And well, eggs are down 87% since I got involved.
I love it. You know, one of the things, kind of a sidebar, an accompaniment to this. One of the reasons that Trump can get, there's two reasons that Trump can get away with roughhousing journalists that other politicians can't. Because he's very much a showman. And I think that was on stage. I think that was evident on stage last night. He really loves his audience and his audience loves him. But older people, I am jealous of you because you guys get to do whatever you want. And this is why Kane doesn't, like you. So he doesn't, he thinks you're not innocent. He thinks you're not innocent. It's because of this. Because he can, he's, you know, you give him a pass. He's like, oh, he's like a grandpa. Or, oh, they're like a Nana's age, right? Like they're, you give him a pass, right? It's just funny. And I feel like Terry Moran actually liked him. Did you see his expression in this interview? Right. I mean, he wasn't smiling like he was being a wise eight double snakes. I think he liked him.
He was thankful to be insulted.
Yeah, he was just happy to be there, man. However you want to kick him. I mean, Terry, he's just happy for that big break, man.
He's like, you guys are fake news. He's like, thank you.
He's like, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
By the way, ABC is the worst. He's like, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. We are. Thank you, Mr. President. So okay, here's another one where it got a little testy. Audio soundbite 11. They were arguing over fraud referrals from Doge.
A legal note, fraud is a crime. There have been no referrals to the Justice Department on any of
this. Well, you don't know that, do you? How do you know that?
Have there been referrals to the, are there criminal referrals?
How would you know that, that there were no referrals? I think there were referrals.
They generally, all right, there's been no investigation from the Justice Department.
How do you know that?
I'm asking you, sir.
No, you're not asking me. You made a statement. You're not asking
me. Now I'm asking you.
That was a statement that you made. There had been.
I'm asking you.
Have there been? Yes, there have. So
well, I mean, he did. He was like, okay, well, now I'm asking you. Okay, so you did make a statement. And then you're, okay, that's exactly, you just proved his point. Terry, what are you doing? What are you doing, Terry? My gosh. This is full. This is so crazy. I mean, is this just one of the craziest interviews? Because he just sat there. And I really feel like he likes being kicked, man. He likes being kicked around. Partners. Our friends over at Kel-Tec, the PR57. This is such a winner. MSRP is $399. It's one you got to get. You absolutely need this one. It's from Kel-Tec. They are so innovative, and everything that they make is such great quality. George Kellgren is a mad genius. He's actually a very interesting individual. Very quiet, very soft-spoken, very loud with his designs. Very innovative. This, you know, they created. You know, they created the concealed carry category, the pistol their P11 in 95, and they keep innovating more and more. The PR57, it was a huge hit at SHOT Show. I got to see it for myself. I finally have mine. 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7. Shoot, it's just so great. It's great to shoot. It's actually 5.7 I realistically could carry. Because the other ones, you know, I'm a littler person. I'm a woman, you know. I mean, it's a little bit harder for us ladies. But this, ladies, this is one you absolutely can. And dudes, if you're wanting a 5.7 with more ultra concealability, this is one for you as well. We got Mother's Day and Father's Day coming up. You know, these are great gifts. And of course, the innovation, all made in America. These are family-owned values at their best. Now, why it's lighter? Because the rotary barrel pistol. Chambered in 5.7. Also, the top loading with replacing traditional mags with stripper clips, slimmer carry profile, 20+1 capacity. It's just genius. You got to get it. Made in the USA. Everything. American workforce, American labor, American parts, American materials from start to finish, every step of the way, made right here in the US of A. America needs more companies like Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Innovation Performance Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
How does this happen? A student that was rescued from Mount Fuji left his phone, totally forgot his phone, and had to climb back up to get it. A 27-year-old Chinese student who lives in Japan was rescued twice in 1 week. But they didn't say whether or not he found his phone. In Japan, it produced a wave of criticism. They're mad, not that he had to be rescued, but that he had to be rescued literally twice in 1 week. The first time, they got a call of help from him, and then he got altitude sickness, And then the second time, 4 days later, he went back up there because he left his phone. And he was trying to find some of his other belongings. And he got, they had to go get him again. That's, this guy sounds like a moron who should not hike anymore, I feel like. Champagne protects the heart from cardiac arrest. I mean, that's this very, I'm going to believe it. It's from Shanghai, but still, I'm going to believe this study because it's cherry, it just confirms what I want to believe. Champagne and white wine. So it's science, fermented liquids. So I really feel like we need to have more of these to protect our hearts. You know. Oh, man. A child damages. This painting looks stupid, though. A $56 million painting at Netherlands Museum. It's basically...
Somebody paid $56 million.
Juan's going to show you. It's three blocks of color, and it's $56 million.
It looks stained.
I could make it and just charge you $56,000. That's a steal. I will make the same thing, and you only it's only $56,000.
Somebody took a panel off of a poorly painted wall.
I hate modern art. I hate modernity. Modernity is laziness, and it's ignoring and refusing to acknowledge the beauty in the everyday, which is brutalist. I hate it. Rothko's abstract paintings, which are stupid, are known for their floating color fields, which are dumb. And it was produced from 1949 to I think modern art is what people who actually aren't good at art do. Oh, you can light me up all you want to. I'm not going to change my opinion on it at all. Go back and look what they did during the Renaissance and then go back and look at some modern art. It's stupid. You can't even stop it. Can't even compare it. Young workers are already ready to quit. Oh, burnout and pay concerns are driving the exodus. Oh, 73% of Gen Z and 70% of millennials, they don't like their jobs. They want more pay and flexible work. It's called grow up. That's what it's called. Stick with us. More to come. Goldco is making it easy to take that first step toward protecting your savings. Just fill out a quick form, no commitment, just free information. And then they'll ship you your free 2025 gold and silver kit straight to your door. No shipping fees, no strings, just a free info kit to help you understand how gold and silver can fit into your financial plan. I'm a big believer in doing your research, and this kit is a great place to start. So I'm really excited to be partnering with Goldco because not only do they support my show, which I truly appreciate, but they've made the whole process of buying precious metals super straightforward. Because if you're a fan of the show, Goldco is also going to tell you how to qualify for unlimited free bonus silver on eligible orders. If you qualify, you can even get a free half-ounce silver Ronald Reagan coin, totally free. Don't wait. Take that first step towards protecting and diversifying your savings with Goldco. This is one of the goofiest things. This isn't the first time. So let me just set this up. This isn't the first time that I've seen or that lawmakers have tried to, I guess, regulate memes. That's the word that I want. This is not the first time that they've tried to regulate memes. They've tried to do this, remember, federally before. Isn't that, Kane, when they had the, who's that annoying theater kid? That the Ministry of whatever.
Ministry of Truth.
Yeah. And they were going to have they were going to try to regulate memes or something like that. And they kept saying, oh, it's for AI purposes. You know, we're trying to protect you for AI. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. So no, that's not. Mm-mm. So what happened is the Texas House, they passed a bill. It took 30 seconds with no debate. And it is a bill that actually inadvertently would criminalize political memes. Texas Scorecard writes that courts have routinely struck down these laws that try to regulate political discourse, right? Because First Amendment has pretty strong protections. It's House Bill 366. And it would make it a crime to distribute altered media, including political memes, without a government-approved disclaimer. And people who violate this could face up to a year in jail. Anyone who tries to enforce this on me in Texas, we are going to have a Waco-style knockdown dragout in Southlake. So I'm done with this stuff. Oh, I'm not joking. I'm not being hyperbolic. Like, you want to push people who are good people to the point where they become criminals for criticizing bad lawmakers? If you want a civil war, that's how you start civil wars. I'm not saying this lightly. I am so sick of these people. So, the drunk schmuck who's the House Speaker. And by the way, Dade Phelan, this is his bill. We've invited him on this show, and he won't come on the show. Right, Kane? We've invited him on the show. He won't come.
Yeah, back when the Texas AG was under impeachment, and it was largely led by his drunken antics then, he wouldn't come on, wouldn't respond.
Right. So they had the State Affairs Committee. They're taking up this bill, and it's by the former Speaker of the House. And they took it up, and it was alongside a couple of other pieces of legislation. It specifically targets political advertising that, quote, features image, audio recording, or video recording of an office holder or candidate's appearance, speech, or conduct that did not occur in reality. The broad language is what's dangerous. So it would allow the Texas Ethics Commission, they have the authority to determine the specific format, the font, the size of the font, and the color of the required disclaimer. Yeah. It is one of the stupidest bills, and the fact that the Texas House has taken this up, the most powerful committee has taken this up, I mean, it's unconstitutional. So remember the drunk Dade stuff? So Dade Phelan, when he was Speaker of the House, there was a lot of video of him out there slurring when he was trying to, you know, preside over the House, and everybody made fun of him, and they called him drunk Dade Phelan. And apparently it made him mad. And I've criticized him, which for some of these lawmakers, that's enough. If you criticize them, people like Dade Phelan, they sit here and act like, oh, it's so bad for Trump defenders to defend Trump, even if there's rightful criticism of him. But Dade Phelan does the same damn thing. You can't criticize him for anything, or you are, you know, persona non grata. So even when I was polite, we invited him on the show. They wouldn't have anything to do with us. We're the biggest talk show in Texas. And we're also literally in hundreds of markets across the nation. We are the number one broadcast in the nation in the afternoon. No one touches us. And we own this time slot. And he won't have anything to do with this because I've been critical. So I'm done being nice about it. If you're not going to come on, then okay, I'm not going to be nice and polite. You know, it's time to not be nice. If you're going to try to criminalize people's speech because your drunk ass made a fool of yourself, then you deserve to be dragged. And this legislation, think about the implications that go far beyond political advertising. Imagine that you want to share a meme on Facebook. An image where you're joking around. Oh boy, is Texas Ethics Commission going to come and knock on your door because you didn't have drunk Dade's preferred government acknowledgement, the little disclaimer on your meme? I've read the bill. So for all of the wise asses out there who want to go, well, did you read the bill? I read the bill, and I probably have better reading comprehension, and I'm smarter and better looking than the people who would criticize me for disagreeing with them, Dade's surrogates, on this bill. I've read it. It's garbage. It's anti-First Amendment garbage. And there are a number of Texas Republicans that voted for it. Maybe it's because they want some of drunk Dade's money. I don't know. You know, because that's what these lawmakers do, is they get a lot of campaign cash for themselves, and then they spread it around. I was looking at some of these. My rep voted against it, but we're going to publish the list on Substack of all the Republican lawmakers in Texas that decided to vote for this. If you vote, I'm pretty hardcore on First and Second Amendment. If you vote against me, against my interest one time on First and Second Amendment, you're dead to me. These are issues where I rarely allow. I'll forgive. But that doesn't mean I welcome you back into my war room. Doesn't mean that you're back in my confidence. They betray you once on such a crucial issue, they will screw you over again and again. That is a basic issue that should not even be up for debate. And if they can't even get that right, they're no good. They're trash. This is a major, major First Amendment concern. And of course, these are the same lawmakers that have been trying to vote away our Second Amendment rights as well. I mean, we have all kinds. I mean, they've got all kinds of House bills. They've been blocking pro-gun bills. They've been dragging their feet on banning red flag law. They've been dragging their feet, for instance, self-defense protections. House Bill 170. They've been dragging their feet on a number of, like Cole Hefner, his committee, Representative Cole Hefner, he's in the 5th District. They've been dragging these bills. I'm done with it. This is nonsense. And this meme bill is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in my life. It would imprison people for a year if a meme doesn't have a disclaimer. And Dade Phelan is doing it for revenge. Now, people are trying to argue, well, this is really pertaining to advertising. Really? Then why doesn't it exclude any non-political advertising material in the verbatim language of the bill? Feel free to try to gaslight that one away. It's done for a purpose. And I've seen it. They're not just, it's not just broadcast political advertising. They're talking about the intent to influence an election. And the language specifically says if they are distributing broadcast political advertising, it's not saying that it's limited to broadcast political advertising. I feel like there are some of our brethren that struggle with reading comprehension. And that's probably because their lips are too close to Dade Phelan's backside, so they really can't see the full bill. Don't you agree, Kane? I think that's the truth. What they're talking about with this is, I'm reading the bill right now, intent to influence an election, knowingly caused to be published, distributed, or broadcast. So it's published, distribution, or broadcast. Talking about images, audio recordings, video recordings, and it mentions an office holder or candidate's appearance, speech, or conduct that did not occur in reality. You have to have a disclosure on all of it, not just political advertising. And if people dispute that, this is what the law, this is what the proposal states. Your beef isn't with me. It's with the drunk lawmakers that lack the writing ability to clearly articulate the difference in writing, in legislation, in Austin. You don't want a war with me over your stupidity and your reading lack of reading comprehension. So take it to the lawmakers that wrote the bill. This is stupid. This is one of the dumb, this is their priority. They're fighting, they're not giving us relief on our property taxes, but they're going to do this? Seriously. You rat bastards. This is what they're focusing on. All because some lawmaker was butthurt that people made fun of him because he was slurring his speech when he was at the microphone at the dais, and he was pushing a very unpopular bill at the same time. This is just, it's insulting, it's unconstitutional, and it's un-American. Now they're trying to say, oh no, we're protecting people from AI. And I'm reading it. To influence an election knowingly caused to be published, distributed, or broadcast, political advertising that includes an image, audio recording, video recording of an office holder or candidate's appearance, speech, or conduct that did not occur in reality, including image, audio recording, video recording that has been altered using generative artificial intelligence technology, unless the political advertising includes a disclosure from the person or another person on whose behalf the political advertising is published, distributed, broadcast, indicating that they blah, blah, blah. Now people are, but it's political advertising. You can share political advertising on your own personal pages, and there are no exemptions, and there is no absolutely no opt-out. There's no exemptions. If you're sharing the image, you fall under the scope of this proposal. It's not limited. And if you take issue with that, then you probably struggle with the same lack of alcohol-induced reading, absence of reading comprehension that the former speaker does. I mean, I can, you know, show these folks to the door, but you can't make them walk through it, right? I mean, this is insane. And I don't know. They're trying to regulate political expression in Texas, but they have no limitations on donations and spending. Interesting. It's insane that people voted for this at all. And it's all because the former speaker was embarrassed that he got made fun of. That's what this is all about. So I'm going to publish this up on, I'll have it up on Substack. And then all of the yeses that are on this, all of these Republicans, there's all the good guys voted no. All the good guys voted no. Louderback voted no. You had, Schatzline voted no. You know, all of my, Briscoe Kane voted no. I mean, all the good guys voted no in Texas legislature. But all the bad ones, and there's a lot of them, they all voted yes, including Giovanni Capriglione, who represents me. He's a rhino. He's rude. He was really rude to me one time. Giovanni Capriglione was incredibly rude to me and my husband one day, and I'm not over it. I'm like, you're a lawmaker. You need to have a little bit better social graces than what you're demonstrating. And I even, one time when he was pushing the Texas Gold Reserves, they were demanding to come on the show. Oh my gosh, can you remember this, Capriglione? They were sending us all kinds of requests. I save every email. So if they want to dispute this, I will bury you in receipts. So don't. But they wanted to come on the show. Oh, let us on the show. Let us on the show. We'd love to talk about this. Oh, can you promote what Giovanni's doing? Can you promote what he's doing? Can you promote? Oh, I had him on one time. Then he was just real rude afterwards. Really rude. He's a rude guy. Of course, he voted yes on this. So I'm going to publish this up at Substack, chapter and verse. But this was a middle finger to voters. They don't care about your property relief, your property tax relief. They don't care. They don't care about any of that. You'll have a Texas majority in the legislature, but they're going to put Democrats on committees and they're going to try to hamstring you on First Amendment nonsense. It's asinine. But you know what? You know the saying that we were joking about a couple of years ago, try that in a small town. You try enforcing this with people like me. And you see where it gets you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.